Welcome to the OFX podcast. I'm Dave Claxton, and along with me is the savvy sister of shoe selection, Bethany McChesney. Sorry, as always, I forgot the as always part, but I remember the line. Anyway, so first things first, everything sucks and we can't go anywhere.
Oh, I'm having major FOMO this weekend. I think just because it would have been my A race this weekend coming up. So, and so many pictures of all the cool obstacles coming up at OCRWC. So,
you know what? I've got like a lot of messages and stuff. Just people are really thankful that I'm not going so they can win, because I was going to win. You know, that was the plan.
Well, because you were racing pro this time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was, you know, I know that a lot of guys were really worried. But yeah, it's bad. And so it's OCRWC, it's Spartan Tahoe, it's Savage, it's High Rocks LA, and there's probably other things too. And then even here, there's Mud Hero has their thing going on, and Spartan Prep thing at Jesse Bruce. It's just everything's going on. Everything's going on. I guess first let's talk about OCRWC. So you've seen all the obstacles and stuff. Is anything really peaked out, like caught out to you that year? You're like, oh, that was so cool.
Well, for the first time I've been in OCR, the WC and North America and Noriam's, they're doing an obstacle where you have two options where you can lache or you can do this zigzag way to get around it. It would just take a lot longer. I've never had to lache at an obstacle.
Do you want to know the bad news?
What?
The lache is not faster.
No. It just looks way cooler.
It looks way cool. Actually, and that's not entirely true. If you can link 6-foot laches together,
yeah,
then it's faster.
Right.
I'm not bad at that stuff. And I can't link 6-foot laches together. Not, especially not in the middle of a race when I'm tired and wet and I don't see it being a practice. I think what you're gonna see is guys jump on, lache the first part, and then monkey bar the rest. Yeah. I think that's probably your quickest route.
Yeah.
So I like that one too, though. And everything, the other ones I got coming out, like, I mean, I've seen LaGaff, the new LaGaff, and just tons of rigs and everything. All that fun stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
But what the other one that is, it's kind of down, it's kind of depressing, though, is like, how the names aren't what I'd like, you know, like it's just it's not as many as I'd like, obviously. And
names as in the people going,
yeah, like, you know. So I mean, obviously we were both big on the 3K, right? So we cared about the 3K, and so we're watching and I'm looking at the names and it's just like there's some good runners going, right? But it's just not what it could be, what it should be, what you'd really hope it would be.
Yeah,
you know, I still think it's still probably like going to be VJ, and there's probably no one that's going to be able to do anything about it. But I actually feel bad for VJ, because I've even heard him talking on another podcast where he's like, "Yeah, you know, if I don't beat John Alban, it's not really the same, and he's not going to get a chance to beat John Alban." And I think he could.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is a very different feeling when you're not racing the best. Or taking down the previous world record holder and on your way to a world championship. So, I mean, it's just kind of what we expected, though, with having both Spartan North Americans and OCRWC the same weekend. And then the COVID stuff with borders still being closed really wasn't anticipated still. But that's still just a reality of what's happening right now.
Yeah. And the word came down today too. We still can't drive across. Like that's still closed.
So our borders are not opening up tomorrow?
Nope. The Americans are still mad at us. They don't like us anymore. So yeah, it's not. But the other one too, and actually, I know it sounds weird, but I'm upset about OCRWC because everyone's not going. And then I'm kind of excited for Spartan Tahoe because everybody's not going. So since I know it makes no sense, it's very hypocritical, but since Lindsay is going to OCRWC, the women's field at Tahoe is wide open.
Yes. Lindsay and Nicole are out. Rebecca Hammond's out. Faye's out. So now you're right. It's opening that up. We still have a lot of big names going though.
Yeah, you got a lot of great names going.
Yeah.
And
that's actually thought that more people would be going to OCRWC, maybe just because I was so biased towards it. But I see a lot more names maybe going to Tahoe.
Especially on the female side. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. That surprised me too. The men's almost kind of a 50-50 split, but the women's really seems heavily towards Tahoe. And I don't know if that's maybe there's just not that many women who are as sound on the difficult obstacles as they are sound on the really good mountain running.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I mean, like, there's like probably 6 or 7 women that could win. And you not legitimately not be surprised.
Yeah.
So
yeah, any of them.
Yeah, I mean, and if you get around to it, like check out Jack Bauer's prediction contest. It's always fun. You go in there and you select your predictions, and then you do really horribly, like me, and you end up really far down the list. But it's still fun, you know. And and until the race happens, you think you're very smart, and then you find out you're not. So, but I'm thinking Emma's going to win. I'm picking Emma to win.
Emma Cook Clark.
Emma Cook Clark. She's
yeah.
It's like I'm kind of like, if she fails 3 obstacles or less, I think she has a legitimate shot. Yeah. And yeah, she looked
so good in Red Deer. And I know there wasn't a lot of competition, but she was just cruising and she still ran really fast and was having conversations with us, and she failed a bunch of obstacles. And yeah, she did a great. So
yeah,
definitely possible. She's an amazing mountain runner. Amazing mountain runner.
And then Ariel as well. She could come in there and she could win. Annie Doobie,
Alex Walker. Alex
Walker. There's a lot of great names there.
Rhea Coble is going to be there. So.
Yeah. Rhea's decent. I've heard of her.
Now, she's still in Europe, I thought.
I don't know. They have her on the list as being down for there. So maybe she is, maybe she isn't. I don't know. But if she's there, she could easily, you know, like I said, any of those women could place anywhere from like 1st to 5th to 7th.
And we have Lauren Weeks, who's going to be there as well.
Yes,
Lauren Weeks. You never know. Lauren Weeks seems to always pull things out. So
yeah, Lauren Weeks' running has gotten so. I think that's why she did so well in High Rocks Worlds, is because her running has gotten better and better and better. She's really focused on it. So
yeah,
and you know, perhaps maybe we may have her as a guest later on, like in a few minutes or so. You never know; these things happen. But so there's that. And Savage, I haven't heard a lot about Savage, but I know the field at Savage is likely not going to be that big. So it is a good chance for people to walk a win there.
Yeah. Savage has its faithfuls though. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, well, that's great.
But Savage faithfuls are also OCRWC type people. So.
Exactly. And I think that's where they lost out a bit. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if that was something that Savage maybe could have avoided and rescheduled this weekend. I'm sure in hindsight they would have if they could have, but it is what it is. And then we have High Rocks LA, which seems really soon after Worlds.
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think there's a lot, again, I've seen the list of people that are supposed to be going, but not all of them are for sure. So to be honest, that list isn't worth very much.
And so is this Ryan Kent's going to come back?
Ryan Kent will be there, and that is probably that right there is worth the price of admission. Mm-hmm. I know he's gunning for sub-60, and if he pulls that off, it automatically shoots him up the leaderboard. So if he gets his sub-60 and he's back, which I really think he was, if you saw him at the Deca Mile, he looked so solid.
Yeah,
I expect he'll hit his target, and that puts him right in line for January in Chicago for North American Championships, and maybe a good showdown with Hunter. If Hunter comes back, do you think Hunter, I don't know, he could be distracted at that time.
He'll come back, yeah. He said on an Instagram video lately how he just kind of got a little bit distracted in the summer. He got a little bit too into bodybuilding, probably gained more than he should have. And he also spent some time drinking and relaxing with family, which is great. Athletes need that too. So yeah, he really just didn't show up in world championship shape, and he was the first to admit that. So I think he'll turn it around.
Yes. I mean, he's got the ability to. It just depends if he wants to or not. It depends if that's his focus or not. So I think with that stuff out of the way, and we've discussed our FOMO and how much we, you know, hate missing everything. Let's get to our guest and our guests, plural. So really excited this time. And you're going to see him in a couple seconds.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to try to, I like just got back from travel and my throat, I was like laying in bed. I was like, I'm just can't wait to talk to him in bed. And then nothing would work.
There we go. Can you hear us, Lauren?
I can hear you. I couldn't for a moment, but I could see faces.
There you go. Well, it's all the sun in your eyes. No, I'm just saying that's why you can't see. It's fine. I don't care.
Oh. I'm like, well, I don't know.
You've been on this show. We don't give a crap about quality. I'm just here to talk to people.
Well, they only, I don't know, is there video or do people just, or is it
just there's video. Shockingly, oh, people okay. watch.
I don't think I've seen the video, but I've listened. And I meant to message you because I heard the shout out of the only reason I listen is to hear Bethany's nicknames. I mean, that's a big part of it, but.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that you just shut it off after that. It's done. So just so you know, her name for today, wait, hold on. Now I got to look it up again. This is the only thing I do as far as show prep. She was the savvy sister of shoe selection.
Oh.
That's right, because it features because she recommended the shoe to Rachel for her first High Rocks.
Oh, I thought this was going off the boot and how she doesn't get to pick shoes right now.
You know what? That's great. That's exactly what I meant.
That's what I was going off of.
All right, so like we're just running in case you guys haven't figured it out yet, our guests are Rachel Vondrak and Lauren Weeks, who just got back from, well, sort of just got back. Lauren just got back from Germany, but Rachel, where'd you just get back from?
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What were we doing in Green Bay?
I was doing a CrossFit competition there this past weekend, so.
I don't know as much about training. I don't know as much about training as like Bethany or you or stuff, but shouldn't you have like a down week somewhere in there?
Yeah, definitely.
I think Lauren froze on us a little bit. Oh, there she is, sort of back. She'll figure it out. All right, so how'd it go then?
It went well. We took second to the first place team was like Chandler Smith, Andrea Niesler, just a solid team. And we hung neck and neck.
Maybe I should.
What's up, Lauren?
I'm going to move and hope that I get better connection inside.
Okay. All right, so the other team was Chandler Smith. Wasn't Chandler with you guys? Like, did he, like, totally turn his back on you guys now?
Kind of, yeah. He's not with the Army anymore, so he, like, won't compete. He can't compete with us.
Oh.
But, yeah, they showed up. They did really well, and we were happy with second.
So how did it go? What were the workouts like?
The first day, Saturday, there was four events. We were there from like 7 a.m. to like 8 p.m. So it was like a really, really long first day. It was like a partner 7,500 meter row partner. And we did it like, the guys would do 30 seconds. We would do 20 seconds, just sprint until we finished it. So that was like a pretty nasty way to start the competition. Then there was like a max lift, barbell cycling, worm thrusters, some gymnastics. There's a little bit of everything. So my body's just like pretty dead.
Yeah. Like, were you not fatigued? Like, did you literally get back, jump on another plane and like,
yeah. And now I feel like I'm just going to like hit rock bottom. Like my throat's a little bit sore. My head's a little bit like messed up. The whole body's just going to.
Rachel, I missed where the competition was. Where was it?
It was in Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Do they do all CrossFit in Wisconsin?
I guess there's like nothing else there. So they just hold a bunch of competitions.
Is it banned everywhere else? Like, actually, so.
Was it a 2-day competition?
Yeah. But I actually talked to, there's a lot of like CrossFitters that are there that are excited about the High Rocks that's going to be there in a couple of weeks.
So they were like asking me a bunch of questions and they're all super excited about that. So that was kind of cool that people now.
That was really cool. Do you know if that one is just the team one? Because that's the one with a 4-person team, right?
Some of the girls told me that they were doing individual, so oh. I'm not sure.
Is that the one that's supposed to be in Madison?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Didn't that get moved to December?
I think so.
I don't know if these people know that.
I think that one got moved, and I mean, this is good news for you, Dave. I think the Boston one got moved.
Yeah, it got moved to March.
No, that was supposed to be the one we're all going to go to.
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, no.
We still don't know if we would have been able to cross. And actually, they just re-upped the border annex. We still can't drive across today. They were supposed to open it up, but America is still angry with us because our prime minister has good hair and they don't like that. So that's all we can figure out. No, yeah, it's still closed. We can't drive across. We can fly and stuff, but we are hoping to make the drive. And I don't know. You never know. You never know. Things change by the second here. So
yeah.
But yeah, did you guys see, and I sent this to Bethany, the High Rocks, oh God, what was it called now?
There's a fitness test.
Yeah, the fitness test they have set up.
I did see it. Yeah.
I like that thing.
So my husband actually did it. I think it was when I was maybe in Green Bay, because he's like been wanting to try High Rocks. And they told based on his score, he was supposed to do like the lowest event. So he was pretty discouraged.
Oh no.
Oh, so they have it based
on translate.
No.
Yeah.
He said, he had just gone to like CrossFit that morning and then he did it right after. So he tried to use an excuse, but he was pretty discouraged at his results.
I don't think that one translates. He should sign up for one anyway.
I think they can use that thing though, like to bridge the gap for people who are a little intimidated by the sheer volume of a High Rocks.
Yeah.
Like I looked at that and I was like, oh, that's cool. Like you can do that in almost any gym. You can whip that off. You can do your time on like, you know, and I know High Rocks isn't great on the whole DECA comparison, but that can be like their version of DECA Strong and get it out there to different gyms and different affiliates. I thought it was fantastic. I'm like, ooh, I got to try that. I'm hopefully going to go do it next week and try to fit it in next week and see if I can.
Are you going to a gym to do it? Gyms are open now, right?
Yeah. But I actually have that stuff. I can do it at home.
Okay.
Cool. So, I'll see if I can beat Zach. You'll have to tell me his score. And then if I do, I'll never hear the end of it. Cause if I win anything, nobody ever hears the end of it. Right, Beth?
Even if you cheat.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying, right? That's, you have to go all. Any kind of racing, you know that, right? You got to push the limits. You got to maybe skirt the mud mounds a little bit.
Or push the competitors.
I'm intrigued. What did he cheat on?
Oh, when we were out in Red Deer, we did, Bethany obviously is in her boots. She couldn't run. And we did a bunch of obstacles and stuff. And then we went to the finish line. So like all great athletes, I chose that moment to rise above. So I pushed her and then crossed the finish line for the glorious victory.
I thought we were going to cross the finish line together. So I start my little jog and then he shoves me.
I shoved you when you were expecting it. It might not have worked.
So. Now, were you able to stay upright or did you go down?
No, I'm solid on my boot.
It wasn't a bad shove.
Yeah.
I wanted to knock her down. She was down. and then I would have had to really run. So, Lauren, what have you been doing since you get back?
Schoolwork. I'm really boring.
But that's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to recover.
Yeah. School is back in full swing. So, yeah. Just buckling down.
But you're taking time out this weekend to run a giant Spartan race.
Yeah. I am, I've been set on this for months that I really, really want to go to this one and I'm still terrified of it. Like absolutely terrified.
Which part?
How cold it is. I mean, yeah, like it's exhausting and, but like lots of things we do are exhausting. It's the cold that is like really scaring me.
I mean, yeah, I was reading that story that you posted today from that time when you had that experience, and I was like, oh my gosh, like that adds a whole new level. Like when your body gives out on you, it's not like, oh, I can mentally grind through this. It's like, there's nothing you can do about, like,
yeah,
it's scary.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened actually.
I have neoprene socks. I'm pretty sure somewhere in like the deep dark holes of my closet, I have neoprene pants. I'm curious if that's worth it.
You have to see what it's like there, right? Like the problem. And what about your, do you have mitts, neoprene mitts?
I do have neoprene mitts. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The problem with the day, like when we went that one day, is that it was a freak snowstorm. They had predicted it, but the day before the race, it was 25 and sunny. And then by that night, a storm like blew in and it dropped to, it was minus 10 at the top of the mountain and like hail and snowing. And they actually had to delay the race to break the ice off of the Ape Hangar water pit. So it was delayed 2 hours to break up ice. No. So, and then again, decisions were made that weekend too, to leave the water obstacles open. And typically based on their rules, well, the rules, guidelines, that they actually are supposed to shut down water obstacles under a certain degree temperature. And they chose to not follow the guidelines and they left them open. So I think after some of the backlash of that weekend and seeing like the carnage, I don't think they would leave them open if that happened again.
Crossing my fingers.
Yeah. It was the water. You can handle the cold, the wind, even if it was storming. It was falling into the water obstacle.
And you had to hit the water on that one, right? Like there's no choice, even if you completed it.
Yeah, you had to go into the water, climb up the rope, go across Ape Hangar, but it was after a sequence of obstacles too, so my hands were completely numb by the time I got to it, so I couldn't grip anything, so I fell in, and I went under.
I've never seen that obstacle except in videos. Is that only a world championship obstacle, or?
No, I've seen it at other races. I saw it at Palmerton when I did that one that year. It's at other ones too, but yeah, it's always over water. It's not a difficult obstacle normally. It's monkey bars, but when they're freezing cold, everything changes. But yeah, if you fall, you fall in. But even if you didn't fail the obstacle, you still had to fall in the water to get out. But it was because I went fully under.
Okay.
And so then everything was wet.
Even when they did that one, weren't they making you go into the water to start it?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even jump to the rope. You had to go into the water to start it. And it was like, why?
Yeah. And even if you chose to opt out of it, you still had to walk through the water. So you were so...
I didn't even think of that. Could I just like say, hey, can I do 30 burpees?
Nope.
No.
And then what also made it worse was instead of burpees, it was a really long barbed wire crawl into the next obstacle, which was a barbed wire crawl. So now you're soaking wet and now you're rolling through snow. So okay, it just...
I'm ready.
Rachel's just sitting there going, CrossFit kicks ass.
Laura, are you sure you don't want to go to LA instead?
No, oh, no, it sounded tempting.
1 hour in the nice warm, and you could probably go to the beach after.
I know.
You can have cookies.
It won't be like that, Lauren. It won't be that bad.
No, it was later in the season too, right? And from all of what I've heard, you can expect a lot better weather this time, and it's going to be a lot nicer. I don't think you'll have any issue whatsoever.
Okay. Well, we'll find out in a week.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
And you are, and we were talking about it before you guys got on, that like the women's field is wide open. Like with Lindsay not being there, Nicole being out for injury, Rebecca being off doing her thing, it's wide open in that field. You like, we were trying to predict.
I was looking at, I saw they posted some of the people that were going to be there. It is actually deeper than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like the there, it's a deeper women's field than I thought was going to be there. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, and that's the thing, right? We were saying that you could have any, like the, any of the top 7 to 10 women could win and you not be surprised. Like, I find that's very exciting. It was a lot like when you guys were over at High Rocks, right? It was like, you know, maybe not have been that deep, but it was like, wow, like any of say 5 women could have come in first and we would have been just like, yeah, well, that makes sense.
I have my predictions of who's going to win though.
Oh, fire away.
I think Emma is going to win this one.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's on record. I got it. Not just siding with Lauren. No, it's true. I said if she
I think fails, she's gonna take this one. Yeah,
if she fails 3 or less obstacles, she'll get it.
I think she can fail 5 and still win. That girl's fast.
She is.
Did you see what she did in Red Deer?
Yeah, she beat all the guys.
Well, not all of them, but everyone but one.
Basically all the guys.
Yeah, all the guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, so why don't we go back and we talk about High Rocks Germany and the whole world championship thing. But before we get to like your actual individual events, I want to talk about the group, the pairs, the doubles. You guys did the super team. And here's the thing. We don't even really know how you did because I can't find the results online.
I was trying to find that too. I was like,
I couldn't find them either.
And same, I think Jade Skillen and Imke, did they went together, did they not?
Yeah, they went together as well.
I can't find them either.
I think they were letting us do the race, but they, we weren't allowed to like take a podium spot.
Ah, okay. Okay. So how did it go? How'd you guys do?
I think it was 58:23, I think was the time, something. I guarantee Anthony knows the time. but I think that was it. I think we were like 58:23, somewhere around there.
All right, so we've heard a little bit about from Rachel's perspective. So Rachel, why don't you run down how the doubles went?
So when Lauren first asked me about it, I was like, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. Like, no, absolutely, that'll be so fun. And then after the elite race, I was definitely like hurting. I mean, it was definitely a tough race. I was hurting, I was still like, yeah, let's do it. Like, it'll be cool. Like, how cool, we're here on Germany. It's 9/11, like do a second High Rocks, represent as Team USA, like try to break the record. So we were super excited. Zach and Anthony were like cheering us on. Like we were excited. And then we got into the first 1K and Lauren's like, ooh, my legs feel not right. And I was like, okay, well, if your legs feel not right, think how my legs feel. So we like get through. I mean, it was awesome. Like we were definitely, Lauren is a phenomenal athlete. She held the team together. She pulled more than her weight. She was running so fast. And I was like, I'm trying to keep up.
She's being very humble right now.
And it's much different than a High Rock. So I know what we both kind of talked about this. It's definitely about the run. So that was like, there was nowhere to really hide. Like our heart rates never really came down. There was really no rest just because you're running so fast and the stations go so much faster that it's definitely a different feel.
Yeah, it is absolutely about the run. And then because you get to share those stations, you can push them so hard that like I was looking at my heart rate, like when Rachel was going, and it was definitely way higher in that doubles than it would have gotten in the individuals, just because of like how much harder you could push when it was your turn to go.
Yeah. Do you think that doubles is a good setup, or do you think the one where they're going to do with the new team thing with kind of the tagging in and out format is better?
I feel like that's not really a High Rocks when you're only doing 2 runs and 2 stations. Like, I don't know.
It's definitely a sprint.
Yeah.
It's a sprint for sure. It's a cool idea. And I think it'll get a lot more participation eyes on the sport, but it's very different from like a long effort that's going to take an hour or more. For some people, I think like I've seen upwards of like 3 hours. So, you never know.
Yeah. To do a High Rocks. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee I could take 3 hours. We gotta put in like, you know, you gotta drink a beer every kilometer and then we'll be fine.
I haven't seen anybody do that yet, but I'm sure people would join you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I might only get halfway through and just go, I'm nuts to this.
I bet you Hunter would join you.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think he beat me at both ends of that competition. That's a lightweight that way too. I can't even keep up drinking with Bethany. I'm terrible. She's half my size, and then I'm like, I don't know.
But the doubles was fun. I would do it again, but I think I would do it the same way. Like, I don't want to not do the individual one. Like, I would do both again. I don't think I would go for just a doubles.
I would love to see them do something like put up some cash for the doubles one and then see what kind of teams are made and then see a real throwdown.
You get some super teams.
That would be fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't, to be honest.
Yeah. You never know, right? I don't know. Maybe it's just, maybe I haven't suggested it to them yet. I'll try. Did you break the record? How did you do?
We were 30-ish seconds off. So no, we did not break the record. We're pretty close.
Can we chop that up to course layout was just bad?
No, I think we were both very tired. I wouldn't say it was course layout. I think think about it. It's ends up being 10 miles of like race pace by the end of the day. So it was, I think we were just, our legs were pretty trashed.
I think the fact you guys came that close is pretty freaking amazing.
Right? I was excited.
Yeah.
I could tell. I was like kind of following the time. I was like, oh, it's close. We might get it. We might not. I'm not really sure. It's going to kind of come down to like these last two stations.
Would they have counted it? Because you said that you weren't allowed to take a podium. So I'm wondering if they would have counted it if you broke the record.
I think, I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like it would have been good PR for them. Yeah. So I think they would have counted that. I mean, we had judges like the whole way through. Like we did it just like a normal doubles would be. I think they just didn't want us taking a podium spot because they did highlight like every age group, every podium spot of every division. And I think they wanted to give that to like the group who hadn't previously raced that day.
Yeah. I was thinking about it too. And I guess to qualify for like the world championships, you had to get into the race. So technically like me and Lauren didn't qualify in a doubles division. So
we did now.
That's true.
We are qualified now.
That actually makes sense. And you know what? If that's the reason, I actually back that because I like that whole follow the rules thing, you know, like, well, no, but even though you guys are who you are, and obviously it'd be great for High Rocks to have you guys do well, it's still nice when they say, hey, these are the way we set the qualification standards. These are the rules. And I like that. It's, you know, it's fair play. And I do find
it. But now I have to find the time because that is a qualifying time if we do want to do one.
That's true. Next World Championship, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Especially if there's cash on the line.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to the individual race itself, the World Championship. And I got to watch it live at 4 a.m., which was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was
That's nice. Dedication.
No, it's not dedication. I got roped into doing the
cover. Peer pressure then.
Not in the cover. So it's like,
peer pressure.
I'm going to do this? I'm like, yeah. So I might not have been at my best, but first thing off was they started all of you at once. How did that feel? Because that was like a mass of humanity all going out.
I'm actually curious how Rachel felt about that. I know how I felt, but
I liked it because it's kind of like what they do in CrossFit, where they, a lot of times for the run events, they'll start the male and females all together. So I was kind of like, okay, that's kind of cool. But also it was kind of a shit show in the beginning. I mean, it was crazy. So that kind of sucked. And then when we came into the stations, it was again kind of like a shit show. So I think that kind of took away from people's individual race. And it's always like, it's when it's like we're competing against the guys, it's a male's race and a female's race. So it's not necessarily the best idea.
Yeah, I didn't like being like elbow to elbow with the guys because they don't care that we're like a bunch of girls next to them and that they're not racing us. Like, we're in their way and they're going to push to make sure that we're not in their way anymore. Yeah. So I mean, it's cool in theory, but I didn't really like getting pushed around.
Well, from an entertainment standpoint, it was kind of cool. from a commentating standpoint, it sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was everybody at once. And when you guys all got to the ski erg, we're like, I got no idea. Like, I don't know. I don't know who's who. You're all wearing white shirts with tiny little black writing. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. There's hundreds.
I will say that, like, besides that mass start, I did like it. So I liked having them at the stations at the same time as us. I just didn't like the mass start with them.
Yeah, and so. I'll ask you a question about that later, Lauren. So you guys started off, and why don't you just kind of run through your race? Because you guys were at the front for, you know, the whole thing. So how did it feel going out? Was the pace good? Did maybe you guys get caught up in the guy's pace and run with them, or did that throw you off?
I wouldn't say that it threw me off. I couldn't tell exactly how fast I was going, but I did go back and look at the splits, and it was about on par with how I normally go out. So I don't think they fully affected it. Hi, Fox. But, I don't know. I think, like, if somebody passed me, like if one of the guys was passing me, I'm like, ooh, am I running too slow? But in my head, I was like, no, this is the right pace. Like, don't go with them. I don't know what you thought, Rachel.
I guess I know running is not like where I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to start passing people. So that's just kind of where I hold on. And I never felt, I was always just, like I said, just kind of trolling behind Lauren on the runs. Especially that first one, she usually goes out really quick and I'm like, okay, I'm going to hold on right behind her. And I feel like the guys actually don't go out as quick as the girls. They kind of like held back a little bit. So it was a little different.
And then I got to the ski erg, and Rachel, you came off the ski erg first, if I'm not mistaken. Like, that's kind of your deal.
And yeah, I usually go pretty hard on the ski, which may not be the smartest option. I've never really done anything but that. but I feel like I some kind of like the nerves and the anxiety, I just feel like I can kind of ski it out.
So, Rachel, when you got off of your ski erg, I looked at mine and I still had like 100 meters to go. I was like, ah, crap. Man, she did that really fast.
Yeah. So after that, and then the sleds, you guys get the sleds, and that's usually the, you know, where the race is made a lot of times. How were the sleds compared to what we're used to? Because I heard a lot of very different, they were very different according to the guys that we talked to.
I think it was the podcast that you guys did with Flo. Yeah. And when you guys were talking about the whole sled thing and you tried to blame the different sled times on like the jet lag, yeah. But their sleds are definitely lighter.
Hold you, Flo.
See, I would agree that they probably do feel a little bit easier, but for me, like, they're always hard.
Oh yeah.
And I just, I like can't, once my legs blow up, like they feel the same blowing up there as they do, like when we're in the US. But I liked David, like Megita's theory, where he was saying that the plates themselves were just smaller so that they didn't press on the actual like ski at the bottom. So it was less pressure. I think that makes a lot of sense actually. So like all the weight was in the middle of the sled instead of like where the skis were on the sled.
Yeah. And he had another good point too. And it backs up what you said about your legs are still blown up anyways. He's like, well, the sled felt lighter, but then I was just more inclined to take less breaks. So I pushed even harder. So it still pushed my legs up just as bad.
I think that's the big difference too, is you like, oh my gosh, it's so light. And then you start sprinting with it and then it blows up same way you would if you're taking a couple steps resting, So it still sucks regardless, but definitely felt like, I feel like I could move it the whole thing without taking like a break until I had to turn around.
When you were on the pole, it was hard to tell on the camera, but so when you got on the pole, was the distance you could walk back the same? Because you couldn't see the tape the way normally.
So no, it was bigger. It was definitely bigger. And I started to use like that bigger distance that they gave us. And then I realized that was like trashing my legs to not be breaking as much. So I ended up going back to like the normal distance that they gave us like anyway, just because my legs were blowing up. But I did try using that whole distance at first, thinking it was going to make me go faster. And I think it would make you go faster, but like my legs were getting trashed doing that, so I had to stop.
Yeah. They had that setup where you guys kept going back to the same lane. You kept going back to the same lane. You do your lunges there. You do your farmer's walk there. Did you miss a sled pull, Rachel? Because like, what happened there?
So me and my judge, we kept kind of like going back and forth. It was his first time ever judging a high rocks, and it was like a new format. So he didn't know exactly how many times to do everything. Mm-hmm. And I was I looked at it the night before, so I kind of had it in my head, but I was still a little unsure. And I assumed like he would tell me when to stop and when to go. And on that, he was like, go, go, go. And I was like, no, I have one more. And he's like, go, go, go. So it was kind of like we were arguing back and forth. And he told me to go, so I went. And then later on, Zach had come up to me, and Zach was like, they're trying to figure out like what's going to happen. Just keep going. And then they came back to me on the row, and they were like, you have to do another sled pull after your farmer's carry because you missed one earlier. They're like, it's not your fault. It's the judge. Like, he already said it was his fault. Because like you said, we were just kind of going back and forth, and I was like, but what do I do?
Yeah, because it's not like she just took off. Like, if her judge is telling her to go, like, you listen to your judge. And what's hard with that one is the sled pull, we start on the opposite side of the lane that you would normally start, like, almost everything else on. So you're, like, for the judge's head, like, when she was done with three pulls, she's on the side that you would normally finish.
I'm just impressed that they made a snap decision in the middle of the event, and it was actually fair and reasonable. And I'm not going to mention any names like Spartan, but maybe the company should learn from this kind of thing to, you know, work it out. Anyway.
I think it was a lot better than a time penalty, because like that could have been super detrimental.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess I am in the, like, it's, I think it should be the athlete and the judge. It's never one or the other. I mean, your judge is there to make sure you're doing the reps to standard, but I also think just like High Rock holds you the standard, you got to count your laps, you got to count your lanes. But it was just so frustrating that if your judge tells you to like do something, you're supposed to listen. And I don't know, it was like a weird conflict right in the middle of a stressful event. And I was like, so definitely not something I hadn't experienced before.
Well, I would blame my whole event on that. That would be it. No. I would have been sub 60. The fucking judge screwed it all up and threw me off my rhythm, and that was it. That would
totally. And she'd be the only one under sub 60 that day. Nobody went under 60.
Yeah, yeah. Toby was 60 dead, literally 60-0-0. But we'll go to the guys in a sec. So anyway, Lauren, you really kind of took over on this race. Like, I mean, this was definitely your race. You set a record. I don't know how, and we kind of talked about this before. Does the record mean that much? Because like, it's always seems so different from race to race.
I would take it with a grain of salt because it is different. Like every setup is different. When you have two laps versus three, you're going to go faster. I noticed actually, if you look at some of the pro guys' times from that same day, so we were the only ones that had the time trial set up. Everybody else had the normal High Rock stations. And the pro guys' times that day were like the guy who won would have taken second in our elite
wave. I heard their sleds were even easier to push than yours.
Well, and I also think like their rock zone might have been a little bit faster than ours. Like they had just had like less room to travel, but that's the same thing. Like with so the one I did in Orlando, like we had a very small rock zone. So that would have potentially could have been a really fast course.
Yeah.
So I would take that record or any of the records kind of with a grain of salt. Like it's something to shoot for, but they're not exactly the same, and some courses are definitely faster than others.
Yeah. So you went into the wall balls, and how were you feeling going in at that point? Like, did you feel pretty secure? Like, I mean, you had Rachel and Viola chasing you, and how did you feel at that point? Did you feel I just need to get through this?
I didn't feel secure just because of like how I felt in the most recent race in Chicago. Like normally when I go into the wall balls, I feel pretty comfortable and I can like get a big set and just kind of blow through them. But the one in Chicago, like my legs were so shaky and everybody was yelling at me to like keep going and not drop the ball. And I was like, no, if I keep going, like I'm gonna fall over. Like I won't be able to stand up. And I had never experienced that in wobbles before. So I had anticipated that being potentially a problem also in this race. So I didn't feel secure. Like it didn't end up happening and I didn't feel that in my legs this time, but I knew it was a possibility. So I didn't feel secure at all because I knew I still had those wobbles and I knew how bad they hurt in the previous race.
Did at any point you consider like setting the wall ball down and turning around and going, everybody just shut up. I know what the hell I'm doing. Leave me alone.
In Chicago.
You people all have no clue what's going on.
No, I didn't have time for that because I was like within 10 seconds of, and I knew that like coming into the wall balls, I was told I'd like be within 10 seconds maybe of that record. I didn't have time to talk to anybody. I had to like keep pushing, but I had to break and everybody's yelling at me to not break. And I was like, no, I will fall down on this ground if I do one more squat. I was afraid of that being the same case in Germany. So definitely not secure.
So Rach, when you were there, you were going toe to toe with Viola and you guys were on the wall balls. And I'm going to say, I love Viola. She's amazing. She's super fit, but her wall balls are sketchy. They're a little close. I was like, I don't know that one.
I feel like a lot of people who like don't have a CrossFit background, wall balls like a very, it's like a weird movement to them. So it's, I mean, I don't know if that's part of it or if we're just so used to like kind of that squat position, that bottom out position, but I've seen that a lot in kind of just different people that are trying, like doing wall balls at that high level, maybe for the first time or first couple times.
And I'm not like super flexible in any way, but I think like having the CrossFit background and training that below parallel as often as we had, like it's much easier to get below parallel. And you'll see in a lot of runners, which most HYROX people will have that background, like you're very tight in your hips and your hip flexors, and it's difficult and sometimes not always possible to get below parallel without like completely collapsing in their front.
Well, and we used to see that all the time with Faye, who again, in complete running background, and she was the one that always had the bucket slid under her because it was always too close to being not quite below parallel. And same thing, it's that those runners' hips.
And in fairness, that bucket thing is such a joke because Faye's like, what, 5 foot what? Like, is she taller than you, Beth?
She's significantly taller than me. Well, I don't know. She's maybe 5'4", 5'5".
So I think she might be 5'5". Yeah.
So the point is she's not that tall and squatting down to that bucket is not to parallel. So it's actually an advantage.
Like, if I had to do the bucket, it would be significantly higher than if I did a proper squat.
It wouldn't be a squat. It would be like a pulse.
Yeah, exactly.
In fairness, I haven't seen somebody use the bucket in a very long time.
Oh. Callie? Yeah, I think Callie might have used the bucket.
No. Well, I didn't see it.
We love Callie. Callie's awesome.
Yeah.
And if Callie used the bucket, she was getting low enough because Callie's...
She's 6 feet tall. Yeah. Tall.
So how did you guys feel like when you got across the line? Was it typical collapse or did you like, Lauren, were you a little less pressured at the end and maybe had some time to cross? Because I mean, you were very far ahead of the record this time. It wasn't like 10 seconds.
So this time I didn't have a bunch of people screaming at me that I wasn't allowed to drop the ball. So I didn't feel as trashed crossing through. But I mean, there's no way to not be exhausted when you cross that finish line. I was definitely, unaware of what had happened in the guys' race though. Like I remember doing my wall balls and there was somebody across from me and I just assumed it was Hunter. I didn't know that it was not Hunter. And then I like saw somebody run and then cross the finish line. There was like this big commotion and I was very curious as to what was going on. I was like, don't look, wobble's gonna hit you in the face. You can see this in a couple minutes. But I knew like something was up and I didn't know what. And then even after the race was over, I still just assumed Hunter had won. And I went over and like congratulated him. And I had no idea. He had like came up and told me that he had taken fourth, and then I felt really bad.
Probably not as bad as he felt.
No. But he was super tired, so maybe he just didn't know that I did that. So that was kind of what I'm hoping for.
So yeah, so you, what did you guys think about that? Was that like a shock for you as much as a shock for you guys as us? Like, we were just blown away. Like, we definitely didn't see it. We said that was the day if you gambled on OCR and hybrid racing that you would have lost the farm, because nobody saw that coming. At least, what was the feel, what was the vibe there, seeing Hunter coming fourth and essentially the Europeans sweep the podium for the men?
Hunter is a really good sport. Like, for as much as people give him flack, like, he's a very good sport. Like, he was super supportive of Toby. He never had any bad words to say. He didn't make any excuses. He came to the awards ceremony, and he was there the whole time taking photos of the podium and like videos and congratulating everybody. So I think like it was a big shock, but I was impressed with like how good of a sport he was being about it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. A lot of people will pull out every excuse in the book, like this happened, this happened, this happened. He was just like straight up like, I wasn't prepared, I didn't deserve it. Like, he was a very like class A sport about it and handled it as well as he could. He said like, I'm gonna be back, it's gonna make me that much better of an athlete because I know like how that made me feel. And but yeah, I agree. I think he handled it really well, but it definitely was a shock.
Yeah.
He did a quick little finish line interview with us when we were doing the broadcast, and he said straight out, you don't show up to a championship race not in championship shape and expect to win. And again, same deal. He owned it, which, you know, hats off for that.
I still expect him to win, even if he's not in championship shape. I still expect him to win.
He's got to watch out now because Ryan Kent's back in the game too.
Yeah.
Ryan Kent's going out to LA this weekend, so we'll see how he performs. But
that's exciting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, if his DECA scores are anything as of late, because he just set the record for the DECA mile there and he's looking ready to go. He'll be a contender anyway. How was the trip overall? Like, Rachel, honestly, we were teasing you before online. Like, it looked like a honeymoon, not so much a contest. How was the trip? Like, because, I mean, it's a sketchy time to travel. So how was it getting over there and actually being immersed in Germany?
So we really had no issues. I mean, we kind of were definitely worried about it. The Army has a bunch of different, like, checks and balances. So we knew, like, something did happen. Like, we had done all the paperwork, all the documents, kind of covered all those bases. But once we got there, I mean, they let us in. They didn't really ask any questions. There was no one in the customs line. Like, my flight was empty. I had the whole row to myself. I could sleep. Like, no one was on the plane. So it was weird. But we got there, I think it was Tuesday, because we were going to make the drive one day, try to kind of get in that time zone, like, figure out how my body was going to feel. So we did get there a little bit early. We got time to kind of see Frankfurt, recover, kind of relax. And it definitely was fun. It was awesome to see a little bit of Germany. And even though it was during a weird time, they were very accommodating. They checked our vaccine card. Like, everything felt safe and regulated. So I think it's kind of more the media that maybe changes things here and there about the scare.
Did Zach get to the Nürburgring?
Did he what?
Did he get to the Nürburgring? I told you to let him because he was driving on the Autobahn. Oh, yeah. He had to go to the Nürburgring.
No, our car would not go over. Like, it was tiny and it just wouldn't even go any faster.
What about you, Lauren? Was it a good, easy trip for you?
Yeah, I would say that the way there wasn't bad at all. We didn't have an empty flight, but it wasn't super packed either. It was definitely a long trip, but I didn't feel super trashed from it by any means. There were definitely a bunch of different like changes here and there and like train rides, and there's no Ubers. So like when we finally got into Leipzig, we had to take a tram to get to like the industrial area of Leipzig. And there was still like a mile to the hotel. And there's no Ubers, so that was the little video I posted of us like climbing up some random hill to try and find a hotel. Yeah. But I didn't feel like completely worn out from that. The way back though, I did feel pretty trashed, and it was just because I think we slept maybe 2.5-3 hours before we started like the travel back. And then our plane back was much busier. So it was like our row was completely full. And then the travel was just super long. So we were up for a really long time. So the way back, I was very, very tired, but the way there was fine. Yeah, everybody was super accommodating in Germany. This time in like, cause we went and explored the city of Leipzig, and I didn't go and like exchange any currency, because last time when we were in Hamburg, like everybody took my card, and I didn't have to ever exchange anything because I could just use my credit card everywhere I went. And that was not the case in Leipzig. So like we went to go get gelato, and then they're like, no card. And then and he's like, only cash. So then I pulled out like my American currency, and he's like, no. We didn't get our gelato. So that's good to know. Like the smaller cities, you do have to exchange the currency for. I can't just swipe my card. But in Hamburg, I was allowed to do that.
Does anybody else find it ironic that there's no Uber in Germany?
It just, no, there was, isn't there Uber just wasn't German? Uber in the industrial area of Leipzig.
Still ironic. What's next? I mean, obviously, Lauren, you have this weekend coming up with the Beast. Rachel, what's next on the calendar?
I am taking some nice downtime for the next couple months. my body needs it. My mind needs it. I'm going to go home to Colorado, see my family. Me and Zach are going to do some traveling. We're actually going back to
Italy. Did traveling.
We're going to do some traveling just for fun, not fitness. Oh. So yeah, I'm going to take a step back kind of from everything for at least a couple months.
That's awesome. And Lauren, it's Spartan. And then are you continuing on? I assume you'll both be in Chicago in January.
I think so. Like as long as I saw that we don't have to qualify for the American Championships, which is good. Cause I don't know if I'm going to make another one before that and I don't know if the ones we've done count as qualifiers. So, I assume I plan on being there unless something happens or life changes all the time. You never know. But that might be the next one I do. I don't know if I'll do another one before that. But I do want to try and get a couple of Spartan races in. So there's this one coming this weekend in Tahoe. I am signed up for Big Bear, and then kind of see from there.
Do you think your running training that you've been doing more for Spartan helped you with High Rocks? Do you think that maybe, because I mean, I'm on paper, this would be your best performance.
I think it's definitely helped like VO2 max wise. I think my breathing and my heart rate don't get out of control as easily. And I think it's helped up to this point. And I think like maybe for a little bit longer, it'll keep helping. But I do plan on continuing to train this way because I want to do more trail races. Like I want to do more of like the OCR pieces. And I think there's going to be a tipping point at some point where I'm doing too much running and I'll be losing, because I've already lost a significant amount of strength, like a very significant amount of strength. And I think there's going to be a tipping point at some point where I'll have lost too much that maybe those sleds will be a little bit not as manageable.
All right. I have one more question. And if you know the answer to it, you probably aren't allowed to say. So I'm just going to read your facial reactions. All right. Okay. Yeah. No, you got to play the game. All right. Are either of you going to be at the Spartan Games?
I don't even really know what the Spartan Games are. I know I saw Lauren, like Christy Ramo and Lauren and some of the people do them. And I was like, what? This is like real life Hunger Games.
I want to go, Dave. I can tell you right now, I have not gotten an official invite, and it's like pretty close. So that's supposed to, from what I understand, it's supposed to be like that week, like starting the Monday after Big Bear, and I think it's going to be in that area, like the Big Bear area, which is what, maybe 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, but this is Spartan. I fully expect them to ask you in the middle of the course. You know, you'd be like running by you, don't you do your spear?
If they ask
me, Lauren, do you want to go to the Spartan Games?
I've already changed my clinical dates so that I could potentially go if it happens and I get invited. I've already changed like my nursing clinicals in case I get a last minute invite because I want to go. But no, I have not gotten an official invite.
All right.
But please invite me. Want to go.
Beth, you got anything else for Lauren and Rachel today?
No, that's great. It was so awesome catching up with you girls and hearing about your experience there. So have an awesome time off, Rachel, and go crush it this weekend in Tahoe, Lauren.
Yes, good luck, Lauren. I'll be cheering.
Thank you. Pray for warm weather for me.